Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Bhatia Bricker. Bhatia is an author and editor immersed in the world of books. And I'll tell you something that is a great surprise when we get towards the end of our interview, our discussion. But we wanted to talk about books of the year and books that we need to take on holiday. Bhatia Bricker, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. What a delight to speak books at 7:30 on a regular Tuesday morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Did you read that librarian that book? I don't know if you were on when I was describing, talking about a book that I read recently that I was recommending, which is The Personal Librarian.
Yes.
What did you think?
Well, I think it's really interesting where the shades of color and race come into a whole lot of other aspects. And it kind of affects it affected then, but it affects us now. You know, I literally turned the page last night on a book I'm reading, which I'll have to keep secret because it isn't out yet. But the protagonist asks, the boy she meets, she says, well, are you black? Are you white? You know, it's always interesting. It comes into play in all kinds of ways. But my very favorite are books about books and books about book people. And so that's why I love the book.
Right. Absolutely. It reminded me of the Dictionary of Lost Words. I don't know why it did, but somehow it did. So what are the books of the year? Like what have you read this year that just was way up there?
Well, I think this is a personal question, but there are books that really have stood out, and sometimes for good reason and sometimes not. The first is All the Way to the River, the Elizabeth Gilbert. And I don't know if you've taken a look at it, Howard.
No.
I don't think it's your flavor.
Okay.
Elizabeth Howard.
I was about to write it down. I'm not even writing it down. Yeah.
No, don't. but it could very well be for others.
Of course,
it's exactly what they're looking for. Elizabeth Gilbert, you will remember from Eat, Pray, Love.
Mm.
And that's really where she became famous. But she has gone on this tumultuous and really messy journey of love, of drugs, of giving away all her money, of becoming a multimillionaire, giving it away, landing up in rehab, all kinds of things. And it's a story that her fans have certainly welcomed because it's so honest and so searing, and it doesn't really paint her in a good light. And I think that authenticity comes through, and that's what really has appealed to people. So that is a book that has done incredibly well in the last year. The book that is not on the top 20 bestsellers, but for me was my book of the year, was Frederick Backman, The Friends. You will know Frederick Backman from The Man Called Ove.
Yes. I love that.
And he is translated from the Swedish, which doesn't always work. You know, translations don't always work. It doesn't always capture. But that book, I could read it again. I'm sorry I've read it because I don't get to discover it again.
Oh, my word. That's great. And I'm definitely going to get that one because I love The Man Called Ove.
Yeah, I would highly recommend The Friends. But there are also some really fun ones that come out for Christmas. You know, Christmas, the end of the year, is always hectic publishing season. We see a slew of books, really because it's gifting and it's the end of the year. For us, it's summer holidays, so it really couldn't be timed better. And the first one I must mention is The Impossible Fortune by Richard Osman. Have you read it?
No.
It's the fifth in the murder mystery books.
Of course I've read
it.
Yes.
Club series.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
when did it come out?
It came out
September.
It came out September.
Okay, no, then I've definitely
October,
read it.
October. So,
yes.
So you're way behind. But for those who have not got hold of it, I think it's the ideal holiday reading.
Absolutely.
It's a caper. My favorite character is Joyce. I don't know if you remember Joyce. She is so quintessentially Jewish in the way she responds to every situation with a perfectly baked chiffon. Nothing can really beat that. And I mean, ain't that the truth? You know, there's nothing that can't be solved with a good piece of cake.
I'm loving that series. I really haven't tired of it yet. Sometimes when you get to book five, you think, oh, it's okay. But I'm still really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. And I think that those characters will last way into, in fact, Richard Osman has spawned a whole new genre. I mean, there's a whole genre of books now of people in old age homes.
Yes. You know, my family keeps criticizing me. They're saying, why all of your new books about old people solving mysteries?
It's the new black.
It is. It is. And so I'm going to tell them they don't need to worry about me. It's very trendy.
It is very trendy. And cat sleuths. I mean, yes. Cat sleuths are also a thing. But if you're not into cats, then old people definitely it's more accessible. But the book that everyone is talking about, and Howard, I haven't read it yet, but it's coming with me in my overnight, is called The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. Everyone is talking about this book. It's not available in South Africa yet, but I happen to know that Exclusive Books Hyde Park have brought in special stock. And there are a whole range of different covers. As you know, covers differ according to territory. But the one that he has brought in is just gorgeous. It's a retro salmon pink with a high gloss mailbox, sparkling front and center. And that's seductive in of itself. But the story is apparently really heartwarming. It's witty. It's about a woman called Sybil van Antwerp, who's stubborn and cantankerous, opinionated, always steadfast in her belief in the power of the written word. So she's my kind of girl.
There's so many people who identify, right?
But as the clock begins to tick for Sybil, another older protagonist we see, the need for a few postscripts to the life she's led becomes apparent, fixing her difficult relationship with her children and taking a chance on romance and atoning for a legal case which really went bad years ago. So this is a book that everyone's talking about, and I can't wait to dip into it.
Oh, amazing, amazing. I see that... carry on.
A book that is next to my bed that is not going to make the holiday season, because I'm going to finish it in time before, is the Anthony Hopkins memoir.
So people who like memoirs, that sounds like an amazing read.
It's an amazing read. It's called We Did Okay, Kid. And it's written by Academy Award-winning actor Sir Anthony Hopkins. It looks like he didn't have help or ghostwriting or anything like that. And he delves into his illustrious film and theatre career, his very difficult childhood. He was really a delinquent. I mean, he was written off in his childhood. And then, of course, the very difficult path to sobriety in his honest and very moving and long-awaited memoir. Howard, you can hear the Welsh lilt in the writing.
Wonderful. That's the best, when you can actually hear the person speaking.
Yeah, it's. I highly recommend it. And as I say, it's not going to make my holiday reading, because it's going to be done by the time I step on any plane. The other one I wanted to mention, because I know not everybody wants a story and a narrative, is The Art of Spending Money, the Morgan Housel. I don't know if you looked at The Psychology of Money that was published a couple of years ago.
No, but I've heard a lot about it. People loved it.
It was a phenomenon. And what was so remarkable about it was, for the first time in a financial book, he spoke about emotions and how we spend money with our heart, with our emotions, with our feelings. And he acknowledged that and worked that into kind of financial advice, quite serious financial advice, but very real and very human. And this one is about the art of spending money, how money can buy you happiness. It's just a question of what you buy, how you choose to spend your money, when you choose to spend it. So I think that they're going to be people clamoring for it. That is already on the bestseller list for December.
Amazing. I saw as well, which I'm so irritated with myself, because I like to buy books and keep them and take them on holiday, and then I bought it on Friday and I've already read it, which was the new Hercule Poirot book, where, you know, the continuation of that series, which I really thoroughly enjoyed.
Well, I think what Sophie Hannah does, Sophie Hannah has written, kind of continued the Poirot series in the spirit of Agatha Christie. And I think this might be the third or fourth.
I think it's around there, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't read it yet, Howard. I'm jealous. And you know I'm an Agatha Christie fan.
Absolutely.
Obsessive.
It's lovely. It's very Agatha Christie.
I'm saving that one.
It's very much dealing with the insiders and outsiders and who's one of us and not one of us. It's very, very interesting play on that in this particular book. So I thought it had an element that was particularly interesting. But yeah, Bricka, we are way over time. Mukundi is saying to me, like, what is wrong? I do want to say this and just tell our listeners that as of January next year, 2026, Bhatia will be hosting a weekly book show. So how cool is that? Stay tuned. We'll let you know when that is happening, what time what time that will be on, and as of when. But it will be weekly. She'll be talking to authors, publishers, having an amazing show, a weekly hour book show here on Chai FM with Bhatia Bricka.